time now for your letters, and we received many from listeners who did not like the interview with Mark Bowden. He cannot soften the idea of torture by calling certain forms of it coercion, writes Toby Mailman. Whatever name you give it, torture is torture, even if it is not the infliction of physical pain. The methods Mr. Bowden described in his interview fit the definition under the UN Convention Against Torture. It is well known among those who treat torture survivors that the psychological effects of torture are often more severe and long-lasting than the physical effects. In addition, information obtained under torture cannot be relied on, since a person under torture will say what they believe needs to be said in order to get the torture to stop. Chicago psychologists Joan Sophie and Deborah Scott added this: the argument Mr. Bowden gives to justify torture is specious. He suggests that if we knew that someone had planted a bomb but didn't know where they'd planted it, it would be justifiable to coerce them into telling where the bomb was planted. But this argument assumes that we ever have that kind of certainty. This justification for torture is often used by governments that commit torture. If we go along with it, we are no different from Iraq under Saddam Hussein. On another subject, Jennifer Humiston of Huntsville, Alabama, offers, my heartfelt congratulations to Daniel Shore for his most eloquent words comparing the meaning of sacrifice as described by former Presidents Roosevelt, Truman, and Kennedy with that expressed by our current president in his recent speech to the American people. I thought I was totally alone in my belief that Americans today are, for the most part, shamefully self-indulgent. One hears about how spoiled our young people are today. If this is true, the fault can be laid right at the feet of their elders. Finally, truck driver Stephen Smith enjoyed our piece last week on truck stop chapels. I've been a truck driver for 30 years, he writes, and very rarely read or hear a program finally saying something good about truck drivers. There are more of us out here who go to church and believe in God than most people realize. We put our life on the line every day, traveling the highways to deliver everything people have in their homes and offices. We have to go into unsafe parts of town all over the United States. We routinely stop and help motorists when they have been in an accident or just broke down. This is why, when I heard your program, I just had to write and say a big thank you. You can write to us as well. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. That's wesun@npr.org. And please include where you live and advice on how to pronounce your name. Come on.